Welcome to this episode of Ramadan Reminders. I'm Yusuf Estes, reminding myself and you and all of us about the obligations, the blessings, the beauties, and how wonderful this month of Ramadan can be for the believers. Did you know that some people fast the month of Ramadan, but they're not even Muslims? Have you heard about that? Actually, some people will do it just to see if they could survive. Some will do it just to prove, hey, I can do it. I'm not a Muslim, but I can fast too. Others do it out of curiosity. Why are these guys doing this? Let me try it and see what it's like. And then there are those who are close to Islam and they're thinking, well, I might like to be a Muslim, but I'm afraid if I got into Islam and then I can't do everything, maybe they would like kick me out or something. And I don't want that. I would like to find out if I could actually fast this month of Ramadan. So what they'll do, they'll get up in the morning just like we do. Before the sun comes up, they'll have a breakfast just like we do. And then throughout the day, they'll abstain. They will not have anything to eat or drink, not even their favorite cup of coffee. Nope. They won't even eat a sweet roll. They won't even crunch on some peanuts. They won't even chew gum because they know we Muslims, we don't do that. They're really trying. And then when the sun goes down at night, then they'll break their fast. Some of them will even come and join Muslims. They'll say, I'm not really a Muslim, but I'll sit with you. And then they'll take a drink. Oh, and that delicious drink. And you know what I'm talking about. And some food, and share with the Muslims. They might even like to try to do the Salah. But all along they're saying, well, I'm not really a Muslim. They haven't made their Shahada. How can we understand this? What I would like to encourage all of the Muslims, and all of those who are interested in Islam, if you're really serious about what Islam teaches, don't start with the fasting. Don't even start with the Salat. The prayers that we do, standing and bowing, don't start there. Start at the very, very beginning. Islam is teaching us the most important thing of all, above everything else, is our relationship with Almighty God. And if it's right, then our relationship with the people and the rest of the creation. But first and foremost is our responsibility for our relationship, our choices, and how we treat our relationship with our Lord. That's got to be first. What do we believe about God? Do we really believe there's a God? Do we believe that He's one? Do we believe that He really cares? Do we believe that He is the all-loving, that He is the merciful, the gracious, that He is also the punisher, and He's also the one who bestows mercy? And from Him all knowledge comes. And He's the only creator. There's so many things that we want to talk about, the beliefs in Almighty God, but do that first. Why? Why must I do that first? Why can't I just do these other things? Maybe I'd like to do Hajj. Well, I got news for you. They're not going to let you have the visa for Hajj unless you're a Muslim. Well, at least maybe I should do Zakat. Nobody will stop you from paying your charity, but they'll also not care either. And nobody will stop you from fasting. That's your choice. You don't want to eat. And what about the prayers? You could pray right next to Muslims. In fact, they wouldn't even know, would they? But here's the big point, isn't it? Without the Shahada, without saying publicly, I bear witness, there's only one God to worship, and I bear witness, Muhammad's the messenger. If you don't do that, basically, you did not sign up for the job. It means you won't get paid. Even if a person goes to a job site and they have their tools with them and they go on the job and they hammer and they bang and they saw and they help and they do this and they do that, all these things, huh? But at the end of the week when everybody else gets a paycheck, how would this person get a paycheck? He doesn't really work there. He didn't sign up. Even if a person goes to a university, sits in the chair, reads the books, even does a test for himself. How would he get a grade? How would he get a diploma? He never signed up. Imagine. This doesn't make any sense. It means that we start by the first things first. What do you believe? Do you really believe? And if you're not sure, then you want to visit some of our websites that help you with belief. You want to talk to the scholars of Islam that can help you with what is called the Tawheed or the monotheism of Islam, so that you get an idea, the proofs, the science of Islam, the things in Quran that make us understand without doubt how clear it is that there really is a God. Then you can sign up by saying, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu Muhammad Rasulullah. And then you can start your prayers, your fasting, and your zakah, and your hajj. But not until then. So be sure you sign up first before you start trying to do this. And also, Muslims, don't encourage other people to fast, to go along with you in your religion. Because then, whenever they have a celebration or they have an event, they're going to expect you to do the same thing. And we cannot celebrate other religions. We are Muslims. We follow Islam. If anybody would like to join us, most welcome. But sign up. We've run out of time. It's time for me to give you one last reminder. That's the website at www.RamadanReminders.com. Until next time, peace. Assalamu alaikum.
Bin Noor Ashraqa Wal Huda Ramadan Wal Khayr Aqbala وارتقى الإيمان بالنور أشرق والهدى رمضان رمضان والخير أقبل وارتقى الإيمان والمسلمون الصائمون تأهبوا كالجند في سوح الوغى فرسان